Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Tomorrow is 420. Before, do we have some psychedelic music, something to kind of set the... Yeah, that's kind of psychedelic. And kind of sets the mood, I guess, a little bit. All right, so, yeah, you know, and, you know, 420, the whole cannabis culture thing, 420, which, honestly, I don't even know why... I know this is going to make me sound really kind of uncool and unhip, and I don't know why 420 is associated with marijuana, smoking pot, and all that. I don't understand. What? I lived a rather sheltered life, and I still have no clue on that whole culture. All I know of it is from pop culture. But that being said, all right, so here you go. Tomorrow being 420... Carl's Jr., which, you know, is the Hardee's chain, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, same company. They've announced they're going to be testing out a cannabis burger tomorrow. It's only going to serve what they call the Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight at one location in Denver, and only for that one day. It'll cost $4.20. And, of course, we all know Colorado is the first state to legalize recreational marijuana, so you can, I don't know, you can just walk into any retail outlet now in Colorado and buy pot. I don't think it's that easy, but anyway, Carl's Jr. is going to be doing this. $4.20, and this burger, this Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight, is going to be topped with CBD-infused Santa Fe sauce. The company says it is a non-psychoactive hemp derivative. So it doesn't, you know, you can't get high from this this particular thing that's going to be on there, but it's from hemp. The regular cheeseburger delight, by the way, consists of two beef patties topped with jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, and it comes with fries too. So this particular one, well, that's how they're observing 420, Carl's. Although, I mean, it is, as I said, it is in Colorado. So if they wanted to put something that was a true psychoactive in there, they could, right? If somebody's ordering it, they would be legally, they would be allowed to in Colorado. I don't know. But although it is brilliant on the company's part, because you think about it, if someone gets the munchies, hey, they're already at Carl's Jr. It's genius marketing.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.